Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Oneida and Forest County Medical Examiner and former sheriff candidate Larry Mathine is leaving those positions effective today. WJFW-TV reports County HR Director Lisa Charbonneau sent out a staff memo Thursday announcing the decision. Mathine confirmed to WJFW his resignation and said he would have a statement next week. Supervisor Jack Sorensen told WXPR he had filed a complaint against Mathine prior to the primary election earlier this month for allegedly campaigning for sheriff during work hours in the Oneida County Courthouse. Mathine was placed on administrative leave 1 week ago. Mathine and challenger Greg Gardner were defeated by incumbent Sheriff Grady Hartman in the Republican primary. 50,000 visitors are expected this weekend for what's considered the Super Bowl of off-road racing, the Amsoil Cup Challenge race at Crandon International Raceway. While the sport's top drivers are competing for prizes, the Northwoods economy also gets a boost from all the visitors, says Forest County Economic Development Partnership Director Mark Ferris.
You know, you're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 people attending the races and all the events surrounding the world championships this weekend. I would say probably within a 40-mile radius of Crandon itself. Very difficult to find lodging available. So, you know, the impact on, be it lodging, dining, retail, services, it's an incredible impact.
Department of Tourism statistics show an overnight traveler spends an average of about $144 per day when they visit, while day trippers spend about $64 a day. He says visitors started arriving earlier in the week and Camp Crandon at the racetrack was full. Ferris says this is the 49th year for the races at Crandon and thinks a special event will happen when the races celebrate 50 years next year. And when Republicans took control of Washington, a priority they held was to eliminate the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Soundbite Service reporter Dan Hyman explores what and has been done and what has not been done.
Given the recent changes in federal health care policy, how healthy is the Affordable Care Act? Although Republicans in Washington did not repeal Obamacare, they have ended parts of it. Frederick Isasi with healthcare consumer group Families USA says the law is still in place, but weakened. He points to a White House step undoing regulations that required all insurance plans to cover basic services such as preventive care and drug coverage, and not impose benefit caps or turn away people with pre-existing conditions. Isasi says insurance company tricks could pull people into sham insurance plans that look good but don't cover much.
Those policies will often siphon off the healthiest people from true insurance, which then undermines real robust coverage for all Americans.
Republicans argue that premiums are rising. They say ending the insurance rules will allow companies to offer cheaper coverage. And they say ending the individual mandate will let healthy people choose not to have insurance. Isasi says Washington should be working harder to reduce the cost of health care for everyone. Dan Hyman reporting.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is the author of a bill which she says will let patients buy short-term health insurance plans, which cost less than coverage under the Affordable Care Act. The Wisconsin Democrat says those consumers would get fewer benefits. Her legislation would overturn a Trump administration rule. Baldwin says the rule makes it possible for insurance companies to avoid coverage of pre-existing conditions. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says Baldwin's measure would restrict the options for families choosing the coverage which is right for them. The weather forecast for this afternoon and for the Labor Day holiday weekend, look for slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 73. Then tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Chance of rain 80%, and then Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the morning, cloudy with a high near 77. By Sunday, partly sunny, high near 79. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.